Welcome to this podcast produced by the International News Safety Institute.
First of all, the Olympics for Brazil and for Rio is one of the biggest happenings that has ever happened in the place. Rio de Janeiro is a city of 6 million people. 1 million of these people, they live in favelas, and these favelas are controlled by drug traffickers. To have this control, these guys, they have guns. They are very well armed. So the crime rates in Brazil, the homicide rates, are very high. We have about 5,000 killings a year, about 600 a month. So I recommend, if a journalist go to this favela, first of all, to have a very good fixer, someone who knows the place, avoid the dangerous ones, like Alemão. Alemão is very dangerous, although they will want to go to the dangerous places. So if they decide to go, have a fixer, have a local fixer, try to check before going, and if going, have safety equipment like vests, like even helmets. If possible, armored cars, because you can drive at the streets and you can be shot. There is a kind of tolerance to international journalists. When a local journalist goes into a favela, he can be seen as a threat for the drug dealers, because the story will be published in a local newspaper, the police will read the story, and the police can go against them depending on what the journalists show. The international journalists, the drug dealers, they believe that the story will be published away, so nobody in Brazil will read or see, and then they have more tolerance with them. It's even possible to interview the drug dealers, to show the making of drugs, although it's very dangerous, but it has already been done before by other international, even local news. Of course, we have other problems of robbery. For example, it's not safe to walk at night using equipment. There might be problems of protests, because Brazil now is under an economic and political crisis. And so when traveling, be very well informed of the political situation. Of course, if you go to a protest, to cover protests, use all the safety information we have, like use plastic helmets, because small things can be thrown and it can hurt. Gas, the police can throw tear gas, and so wear a mask is good. We have the Zika problem. The rates of infection of dengue, which is the disease we had before, because Zika is new for us, but dengue, which is transmitted by the same mosquito, in August is almost zero, so it's not going to be a problem anymore, I do believe. Rio is famous for doing beautiful parties. I expect that Rio will be a very good experience for everybody who goes, if it's a journalist, if it's a fan, if it's an athlete. Journalists, they must be aware that the city has its threats, and they should have a very good knowledge of the place they will go before going.
This podcast was produced by the International News Safety Institute. For more information on INSEE, please go to www.newssafety.org.